Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Show your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you.
My God.
Let Him hear from you. Oh, let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. He's waiting on a blessing from you.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I don't know about you all, but I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about the victory in Jesus today. Glory to God. If it was not for that victory, I wouldn't be on this line with you all today. I count it a blessing and a privilege to be back on Blog Talk Radio.
My God. So happy.
I tell you, I feel something stirring in my spirit right now. Glory to God. I thank God for His goodness. I thank Him for His grace. I thank Him for His mercy. And most of all, I thank Him for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because without it, truly, I would be like a blind man, a blind woman, with no direction. The Holy Ghost is a compass. Amen. We know we have these GPS systems in our cars, and sometimes they can take us a different route. Hallelujah. But if you are led of God's Spirit, and you let that little small voice that is always there to minister to you, if you allow it to be your navigation, glory to God, you won't go the wrong way. Amen, amen. I'm excited. I'm excited. Amen. I still have a mind to praise God. I still have a mind to run and see what the end is going to be. Many of us have that mind. Amen. And we don't know when our life is going to be snuffed out, cut short, accidentally, okay, by some freak accident, amen, and even by diseases, sicknesses and diseases. They're in the earth. They're on the land, amen. But how many know if you put your trust in God, glory to God, he'll bring you through all of that, amen. So we'd like to just welcome our listeners back again, amen. I've been through some tests. I've been through some trials, and I know many of you on the line today and those that's listening out in Radio Land, those that may be on the chat room this evening, I know you have some testimonies, amen. We've been off the line since October last year. We've seen some miracles, amen. We've seen some life-transforming incidents that has happened, amen. And even though many of us have been through some tests and some trials, if you still have breath in your body today, if you still have the activities of your limbs, if you're still able to dress yourself properly, you're not medicated and you're not on drugs and alcohol and all these other things that have taken a hold of our lives and that have taken our families out, you need to give God some praise. Amen, amen. It's no good thing that none of us can do and have done. Amen. It's only by the grace of God, and it's only because of his grace and mercy that he's able to sustain us. Glory to God. So I thank God for what he's doing. Many of you all know we lost my mother in May. Amen. And it's been difficult. It hasn't been easy. And those of you all that's on the line or have experienced losing a loved one, amen, it's nothing like losing a mother. I've also been one that have lost a daughter also. But just the experience of losing a mother, you know, this was my first birthday, celebrated my birthday last about a week and a half ago, and then to just think about her absence and her not being present with me in 63 years, that did something to me, and I'm still dealing with it as today, but I thank God because he's given me strength, amen, and he has comforted me. Glory to God. So we just bless the Lord today. We're not going to hold you long. We have a holy convocation we'll be attending later on this evening with the Family of Churches Fellowship International with Bishop, with the presiding prelate, Bishop R.C. Blake. They're at New Home Ministries here in the city of New Orleans. So we're excited about that. Amen. And we're just excited about what God is doing, reconnecting us and giving us a mind to restructure some things. But I tell you, I've missed each and every one of you all that have been a part of our life and a part of this broadcast for nearly 5 years. Also would like to share with you all, I just didn't lose my mother, but we lost another mother in Zion in May also, and that was a mother charity, Mother Geneva Charity, and many of you all have heard Mother on this line. Mother Charity, I tell you, you're talking about a prayer warrior, you're talking about an intercessor, you're talking about a woman that loved God and loved her family and loved the people of God. That was none other than Mother Charity out of Detroit, Michigan. She was a member of Bishop Staten's church, glory to God, and his son, one of his sons is pastoring that church now, Pastor Stephen Staten. Amen. So it was just heartbreaking to me to hear that because I had just talked with Mother in February. Amen. And she was encouraging me and what have you because she knew what was going on with my mom and what have you. And I marvel at how I would call into that line out of Detroit, Michigan, who Evangelist Shirley Duke oversees that line. And every time I would call in, Mother was on that line. You were going to hear Mother praying. And it astounds me that, you know, she didn't ever ask for prayer, even though she was going through something. She never asked for prayer. She was always praying for others. So it came as a shock to me and most of the saints there that are in Detroit and other areas that would tune into that line 6 days a week to not hear Mother Charity on that line. It's a void. It's a void. So I want you all to remember Mother Charity, remember her family, remember the Bernard family, amen. And those of you that may have lost loved ones while we've been absent from the line, you certainly, you're in our hearts and you're in our prayers, amen. So with no further ado, we're going to ask, I think Minister Chaz is on the line. You all know Prophet Chaz. He just turned 15 years old also last month, and God is really blessing him, and we're excited about what God is doing in Chaz's life. You know, when you can appreciate what God is doing for others, amen, God would also elevate you and give you a greater joy just for celebrating the victory and the triumph of someone else. Amen. I see my dear sister, Sister Barbara Ivy. Wow, just a blessing to see her on the line. I was going through some material trying to get back on the line, and I ran across the picture of my dear friend, none other than Evangelist Early Cummings, who is Minister Barbara Ivy's dear sister, and I tell you, just thinking of the memories that I've had of her has always been good. Glory to God. So we're going to hear from Minister Barbara. She's on the line a little bit later. Amen. So we're going to ask Minister Chaz to open up with a word of prayer. God bless you, Minister Chaz.
God bless you, Pastor Bernard. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you for this hour. We thank you for your glory. God, we ask that you shower down upon us now in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you have your way on this broadcast. Do what you want to do. And God, I pray now that as we go forward, we bind every demon that is coming up on this line, distracting us. We say, devil, you a liar and the truth is not in you. And God, I pray that you will speak to Pastor Adrian Bernard as she gets ready to teach and preach your word now in the name of Jesus. And God, not only that, continue to bless our family, God, which is my family. We thank you now, God, for what you are about to do. God, I pray that someone must come right and say, what must I do to be saved? God, for we here to win souls. God, we not here for form or fashion. We not here to play no games. We standing on your word, and your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We claim the victory now in the name of Jesus. We say, devil, we serve you a notice now, saying that you are a liar and the truth is not in you. We shall go forward. Nothing is going to hold us back from teaching and preaching the word of God. We claim the victory, and it is so. God, I pray also that you will look upon each and every family, each and every member that's on this broadcast now in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that they will get some out of this message, that they may go running out in the world teaching and preaching your word. For we claim the victory now. Now in the name of Jesus, we say amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Chaz. I appreciate you. Chaz was on with us last week. We had one day where we were just sharing memories about my mother, and we had some glitches in the blog talk. We weren't able to see the callers and what have you, but we're going to move forward with what the Lord has put in my spirit to talk about today, and that is none other than servanthood. Servanthood.
My God.
And the Lord has been dealing with me, mutual line, Chaz, about servanthood. Amen. Many of us, when we hear the word servant, some of us believe that it is derived from, and really, you, we all know the story of the slaves. We all know how our ancestors was brought here in slave ships. Amen. And we also know the story about the children of Israel. Amen. How they were in the land that God had not designated as the promised land. Amen. And they were tormented. They were tortured. Amen. For being whom they were. But when I begin to just think about serving and that word serve, I began to go and look at just what the definitions says of one that serves. It says to be a servant. It also says to assist a celebrant as a servant. It says to be of use, to be in a favorable position, amen, where you are able to do and love on someone else. Serve. And the greatest servant of all we know was that of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because he came to serve. Amen. He didn't come as a king. He didn't come as a prince. Amen. He didn't come, hallelujah, in one of these stretch limos. Amen. We all know that he was born in a manger. Amen. And there was no room for him or his parents in the inn. Glory to God. So he came as a humble servant. And that's something that we're finding among our leaders today that is lacking. A humble servant. When you humble yourself, amen, you're not arrogant. You're not proud. Amen. You're not nasty. You're not cruel. You're not judgmental. You come as a humble servant. You come in humility. Amen. You're not looking for the best seat. Oh, glory to God. So this is, as the Lord began to deal with me on this topic, servanthood, I began to, for one, we have to reflect upon the life of Jesus. And then if you have been called to be a servant, then you have to reflect upon your life and what are you doing to serve mankind? What are you doing to serve in the kingdom of God? Are you looking for your name to be on the marquee? Are you looking for every program that is done that your name has to be at the center of attention? Are you looking for, as you go into the vineyard, amen, and you witness the souls, amen, do you want someone to broadcast every door that you went to, every soul that you were able to witness to? Well, that's what we're finding today. And also we're finding that men are prostituting their gifts. Amen. We all know that Jesus said, hallelujah, he gave some. He gave some. That word some don't mean all. He gave some gifts. And those gifts, oh, God help me today, those gifts were to what? Those gifts were to edify the body of Christ. Let me just go to that scripture before we just delve into what the Lord has said. Hallelujah. He gave some. He gave some. Not all, some. The Bible says many are called, but few are what? Few are chosen. Turn to Ephesians right quick. Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4. It says, and he gave some, in verse 11, he gave some, I'm going to emphasize that again, some, S-O-M-E, apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. In verse 12, say what? For the perfecting of the saints. He called us into this marvelous life as he gave us these gifts, not to ourselves, not just for our family and friends, but for what? For the perfecting of the saints. For what? For the work of the ministry. For what? For the edifying of the body of Christ. Therefore, since God has given us these gifts, amen, he didn't us to sit in the high place. He didn't tell us that we needed a designated table with a reserve sign on there for us, for people to come and serve us. No, Jesus came as a humble servant. He says, for the perfecting, verse 13, till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ha, glory to God. Now let's go to the scripture that the Lord was dealing with me on, and that's Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20. Ah, oh, God, and I'm dealing with this computer today, but nevertheless, we're going to roll right with it. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 20. All right, come on, pop on up here. Thank you, Jesus. And this is going to give us a better understanding about servanthood, about serving. Amen. You know, all of us want, not all of us, some of us want the big seat. Okay, and if we don't have a designated seat, you know, we pay for conferences where they have VIP seating, okay? And if you just do the regular thing, then, hey, you won't get all the perks that the VIP get. My sister was sharing with me, she went with a friend of hers that goes to some of the events here in the city, and sometimes they have VIP passes where they can bypass the line and they could just go on in, and that's what we want. Hey, glory to God. We don't want to wait our turn. No. I'm important. I'm too important for that. I'm apostle. I'm prophet. I'm evangelist. I'm pastor. I'm teacher. Okay, so guess what? We deserve the high seat. Amen. We want to be on this plane. Glory to God. We're not interested in being humble. We're not interested in being in the background, behind the curtains, behind the scenes. Oh no, we want to be up front. Oh, glory to God. But Jesus said, he that desires to be great among you, let him be the servant. Glory to God. That's what he said. Let him be the servant. He that desires to be great among you, let him be the servant. But let's go into, glory to God, let's go right on into this particular scripture, Matthew chapter 20, and I'm going to read at verse 1. It says, for the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed, glory, wait a minute. Okay, no, we're going to drop down. I'm not going to go that far. We're going to drop down to verse 20. Thank you, Jesus. It says, then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her son, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. Listen, people of God. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. Now, the scripture is clear. She came worshiping him, and that's how many of us do. But there was ulterior motive. She had a motive. Amen. We're talking about servanthood. We're talking about being a servant in the kingdom of God. And it says she was desiring a certain thing of him. Of him, who are you talking about? We're talking about Jesus. And he said unto her, what wilt thou? See, Jesus had already perceived that she weren't there just to worship him. He already knew that she had a motive, and that's what God does. He looks at the heart. He don't judge us on our appearance. He knows what's in our heart. And Jesus said, Jesus said, hallelujah, what wilt thou? And she said unto him, grant, listen, people, grant that these my two sons, not my neighbor's sons, not my daughter's sons, but my, it's all about us, my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on the left in thy kingdom. Man, that's powerful. Now, you that bold. You're that bold. I'm sure you had some other needs that was pressing in your life. I'm sure you had some marital issues. I'm sure there were other issues that you had, but you weren't focused on the other issues that you had. Your focus was trying to get a place for your son. Oh, Jesus, help us today. And, hallelujah, Jesus answered and said, ye know not what ye ask. Oh, that's why we have to be careful of what we ask God for, people of God. Amen. Sometimes, oh, God, oh, man, you may be asking for material things, but guess what? You don't know next week. You might be sick and afflicted and need a healing in your body. Oh, God, I bless you today. Only God knows what we have need of. Amen. And only he knows what tomorrow holds. We don't. So Jesus answered and said, ye know not. I'm at verse 22, Matthew 20, verse 22. Ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of? Oh, I'm talking about serving today. See, folks want to be served, but they don't want to serve. Why not? Because to serve, you have to exert labor. To serve, you have to come out of your comfort zone. To serve, you have to be pleasant. To serve, you got to put your flesh behind, put your flesh in the closet. Amen, and not paraded before men. Ah, that's what servants do. They don't come and parade their flesh. Oh, glory to God. They take the humble road. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Jesus said, are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They say unto him, we are able. Now, why would you say that? Because in your flesh, you think you're able. Glory to God. Oh, but when the tests and the trials and the tribulations come, amen, are you able then? Glory to God. If someone comes to you with an ailment, a sickness, glory to God, and you need to lay hands on them, amen, if you're not prayed up, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, how are you going to help them? Jesus said, they said, we are able. And verse 23 said, and he said unto them, Jesus said unto them, ye shall drink indeed of my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand, please, and on my left, Jesus said, it is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. See, Jesus already knew that his Father had already prepared this. It's already set up. It was set up from the foundation of the earth. And when the ten, listen, when the other disciples heard it, they were moved with indignation against the two brothers. And I guarantee you, they did not like the sons of Zebedee anymore. The nerve of you. It's 12 of us. So your mother have taken it upon herself to be bold enough to come ask our Father, can you two hit on the right and the left? Oh, I know they were angry with them. But Jesus called them unto him and said, ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and that they are great, exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. What are you saying? But so whosoever, here goes, whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. What does Jesus say? Let him be the one to serve you. So if you want to be great, let me give you some keys to greatness. The first key is to humble yourself. You have to be humble. You have to have a spirit of humility to serve. You can't serve anyone with an attitude. You can't serve anyone with your own agenda. You have to have the spirit of humility. Humility, that's how God wants us to serve him. He don't want us to serve him with a pissed up heart, a boastful spirit, an arrogant nature. God said, no, that's not how you serve. Jesus said, whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever, oh, look at it, look at this word here. Whosoever will be chief among you. Somebody told me that they had been elevated to the office of a chief potentate. And I posted that on Facebook and asked the question. I said, I need some help with this one now. Chief potentate? Ah, glory. They didn't even have chief potentate by Jesus' name. They said he was the potentate. He was the king of kings and the lord of lords. Now they got chief potentates in the earth today. God, oh, Lord, help me today. Sit down somewhere. Glory to God. He said, whoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, those that want to take the lead, amen, go out into the highway and the hedges and preach the gospel. Ah, glory to God. Go out and feed the hungry. Go out and clothe the naked. Ah, glory to God. Is it anybody willing to go bound down by the soup and oil under the bridge, amen, and witness to some souls? Is it anybody willing to go, hallelujah, in their closet and take out some of their good things and give to those that don't have? Is it anybody out there willing to sow a good seed where another person can live? My. Jesus said, if you shut up your bowels of mercy and compassion, how dwelleth the love of God in you? He said, whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Ah, glory to God. Let him be your servant, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Glory to God. A ransom for many. That's what a servant does. That's what a servant does. Jesus gave his life as a ransom for us. He came to serve, glory to God. Even when the apostle said, hallelujah, let me wash your, we're not good enough for you to wash our feet, glory to God. And Jesus said, if I don't do it, then you won't have no supper with me. Amen. You won't be a partaker of this heavenly calling. Glory to God. Oh, and then Peter said, no, don't just wash my feet, but wash my, I'm paraphrasing, wash my whole body. Wash me white as snow. Hallelujah. It's time, people of God, as I close, glory to God, it's time, people of God, for us to get back to the basics. Amen. We don't have to puff ourselves up. Amen. We don't, glory to God, I feel my health coming, Lord. Hallelujah. Serve with the spirit of excellence. Serve with the spirit of love. Serve with the spirit of not wanting to reap anything from it. Serve with the spirit of humility. Glory to God. Serve, hallelujah, when nobody calls your name. Serve when your name is not on the program. Serve, hallelujah, when you accidentally hit, glory to God. Hallelujah, accidentally, amen, bumped into somebody that you didn't like. Serve, glory to God. Serve with humility. We're talking about servanthood. Hallelujah. It takes something to be a servant. Now, glory to God. Before, hallelujah, you become and you acquire all of these gifts. Amen. Ask the Lord to give you a spirit of servanthood. Ask the Lord to give you the gift of helps. Hallelujah. I was down in Montgomery about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Hey, glory, I had an apostolic prophetic conference with one of my bishops, Bishop Leo Lewis. Glory to God. And Bishop began to talk about prophets. Amen. He said, I know enough prophets. We got enough prophets. Amen. He said, but can I get some help? Oh, glory to God. He said, is it anybody that want to help? Glory to God. We got the prophets. We got the apostles. We have the evangelists. We have the pastors and the teachers. But is it anybody that want to serve? Amen. That's a gift. Do you know the gift of serving, the gift of help? That is a gift. That's the gift that God gave us to serve, to love one another. Hallelujah. We can't love one another if we ain't willing to serve one another. Hallelujah. I bless you today. Amen. And as I quote, hey, glory to God, I'm thinking about my mother. How, hallelujah, Sundays was our favorite day. Glory to God. And guess what? I used to be so upset with my mom after I came back to New Orleans. I used to get upset with my mom because every weekend she's going to the grocery store, spending about $200 every weekend. Amen. My mother was at the grocery store. Amen. She didn't go to one, but she went to 3, 4, or 5. Glory to God. And guess what? She was buying the things that she needed for a Sunday meal. Glory to God, because some Sundays, that was her day. That was her day when her family was coming and they were going to sit down and break bread with her. That was her day. Amen. When she would start getting calls early in the morning, Barbara, what you cooking? Glory to God. That was her day when they had 4 or 5 different sets of family members would come. Fast as one set leave, another one set come in. But guess what? My mother enjoyed it. She got joy. She was happy when she was able to serve. Glory to God. I remember, God, when they would come in and eat, and she would sit there and watch them, and they would eat all the food. Then she would say, y'all was hungry, huh? Hallelujah. But she knew they was hungry. Amen. She knew they was coming. Amen. And she didn't murmur and she didn't complain. I would tell her, I said, some of those, y'all don't mind me saying, I said, some of y'all Negroes, some of those Negroes won't bring a 6-pack of Coke. And she said, Avery, don't worry about that. She wasn't worried about them bringing nothing, but she wanted, amen, to put a smile on their face. She wanted to hear the joy and the laughter and the chatter as a family would come on Sunday. Glory to God. Amen. So that gave her joy. Oh, glory to God. So I thank God. Amen. For being a servant, I thank him. Amen. In the test, in the trials, you can still serve. I thank him because sometimes being a servant ain't easy. Amen. It ain't easy. Glory to God. Sometimes you got to give of yourself and you don't even have to give. Amen. Sometimes you got to think on the things of others more highly than you do yourself. Sometimes, amen, you have to take the shoes of the person that was precious to you and say, amen, I seen a sister across the street that don't have anything. I'm going to give it to her. Glory to God, not looking for nothing in return. Because God, the God that we serve, he will reward us. The God that we serve. He'll give you more than you give. Hey, yes, he will. Hallelujah. So I thank him. I thank him, amen, for servanthood. I thank him, amen, as I begin for the Lord dealing with me on coming back on Blog Talk. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I got to restructure some things. Amen. But he said, somebody need a word. Oh, glory to God. I know they have Periscope. I know they have, hallelujah, Facebook Live. But the Lord said, amen, when he dealt with me about 5 years, 5, 6 years ago, glory to God, I said, Lord, I'm going to launch out into the deep. Not because it was something on the inside of me, glory to God, but it was something that God had put in my spirit, glory. And I said, Lord, I was living in Stockton, California. And I had just resigned, hallelujah, from being the executive secretary over a council. And the Lord told me these words, I resigned because I didn't want to be in a bunch of this, that, and the other. Amen. And I walked away. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, I'm going to introduce you to some people that you know not of. Amen. And I said, Lord, how you going to do that? And then, I met an evangelist at a church there in Stockton. And she introduced me, amen, to Pastor Adams, who had a Blog Talk radio show. Glory to God. And as I was on that line faithful for about 2 or 3 months, the Lord said, you can do this. And I said, what? The Lord said, you can do this. Amen. And I said, what are you talking about, Lord? He said, you're going to host this Blog Talk. Hallelujah. And I said, what? I don't know nothing about no hosting anything. I barely can say the right words. But I began to think about what the Lord said. He said, I'm going to introduce you to some people that you know not of. Amen. In October 2016, over 80,000 listeners. Amen. People that I know not of. Glory to God. But God has blessed me to meet some of them personally. Amen. Some of them homes I've been to in California, and some of them, amen, our spirit just connected. Glory to God. And those that didn't connect, those that had the spirit of deception, those that had the spirit of usury, amen, God didn't let them linger on the line. He took them off. Go ahead. Amen. Because I am, hallelujah, I'm real confident. I'm real confident in the God that I serve. Amen. And I know he'll give you a discernment. Glory to God. God will never let you be fooled. Hallelujah. They won't trick you. Glory to God. They may think that they're fooling you. But one thing about God could never fool him. Glory to God. So I thank him. Amen, amen, for being a servant. I thank him for, hallelujah, for giving me an opportunity to serve his people. I thank him for the opportunity. Glory to God for the opportunity to intercede on someone else's behalf. I thank him for the opportunity to sow into somebody else's life. Glory to God, because somebody sowed in the mine. Hey, Lord, I bless you today. Hallelujah, servant. Glory to God. Don't use God's people. Hallelujah. Don't use them as merchandise. Hallelujah. Don't be lords over God's heritage. Hallelujah. Serve with the spirit of excellence. Serve, hallelujah, with the spirit of humility. Serve with the spirit of love. And I am a witness that God will bring you out. I am a witness, amen, that God, hallelujah, have your name, hallelujah, all in the Lamb Book of Life. Glory to God. It don't have to be at the Apollo. Hallelujah. It don't have to be on the Steve Harvey Show. Glory to God. But if it's in the Lamb Book of Life, that's what you should be striving for. That's what you should be working for. That's what you should be serving for. For your name to be written in the Lamb Book of Life. Glory to God. I bless him today. Ah, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you. Hallelujah, Sister Barbara, when the Lord told me to come back to New Orleans. I'm a close for the second time, and this is it. When God told me to come back to New Orleans, he started dealing with me about 7-8 months, no more than about 9 months. And I said, Lord, I don't want to go back to this place. The Lord said, go. I said, go for what? Yes, I know I had a son in prison here. I knew that, and that would be a blessing. But what else am I going here for, Lord? I knew my mother was here, but I would see my mother twice a year when she would come and visit Danielle in the federal prison, the women's federal prison there in Dublin, California. What else is there? I knew I had one granddaughter here, hallelujah, that was disobedient and came on to New Orleans on her own. Hallelujah, after she turned 18, though, she did good. She did well in my home. Glory to God. And I said, Lord, come back to New Orleans. This is a place of disappointment for me. Glory to God. I lost a daughter in this city, lost a son in this city. What am I going to this miserable place for? All I heard the Lord say was go. And I began to sort things, I thought, in order. I said, well, Lord, I got to sell all this furniture. I got to downsize. I got to do this. I got to do that. And then, Lord, I have a 16-year-old grandson that I dreaded. And I feared thrusting him back in this community. Hallelujah. But as I was driving, when I got it all together, I remember driving from Stockton to Los Angeles. And that was the weekend my dear friend Earlene Cummins passed away and went on home to be with the Lord. And that following Tuesday, I stayed with one of my listeners there. And I tell you that Tuesday I got on the road. And I love long-distance driving. It's therapeutic for me. And the Lord began to deal with me, began to talk to me. And I was talking to the Lord. And I told the Lord, I said, now, Lord, I have a sister that's still here in California. And you promised me that you was going to bring my sister home. But you're telling me to leave California, and she's still here in prison. The Lord, I heard the Lord, it seemed as though he spoke it yesterday. But that's been 3 years I've been here in New Orleans. The Lord said, don't worry about Danielle. She'll be right behind you. And he told me, don't worry about Nino. He said, I got him too. He told me those words. But I came back with a veil. I came back with so much energy. Oh, I was on fire. Amen. And I put every little text, amen, that I could put before the Lord to make sure that this was God talking. Because I didn't have nothing going on in my life at the time where no emotions was involved. So I knew it had to be God. Wasn't nothing calling for me to come back to this place. Not Adrian. Amen. But the Lord said, go. And I went. And I had this vision. And the Lord had put this in my spirit of these crusades. And I had to prove God. I put him, you know, the word of God said, he said, prove me. Put me to the test. Hallelujah. And I proved God. And I remember Bishop Jesse Grant was on the line and he testified how God was going, not testified, he prophesied how God was going to blow my mind in the next 6 days, 6 to 7 days it was. And I tell you, the prophecy came to pass. And it was something that I had fleeced. I had put before the Lord to make sure that the Lord told me to come to this place, and he did it. Hallelujah. He answered everything I put out there for him. God answered it. Oh, glory to God. And it didn't take him a long time. He answered it within a matter of weeks. But in the midst of that, you know, I came and then I was ordained and I began holding services. And then my mother's health started to decline. Amen. And the Lord told me, cut it off. You can't do it no more. This is what I brought you here for, your mother. I didn't know that. It took a year or so before I really just gave into it and became almost a full, not almost, I was a full caretaker of my mom. And the Lord said, This was your ministry. This was your ministry. Now I ask the Lord, when my mother passed, I say, release, if it's your will, God, release me from this place. And I'm waiting on God. I'm not going to go before myself, because this flesh want to run. This flesh want to go. If I'd have had my way, if the flesh would have had its way, I would have been out here the second or third week after my mother passed. Glory to God, but it's not time. The Lord said it's not time. But then he began to deal with me about 2 weeks ago about restructuring and coming back on Blog Talk Radio. And last week we made that happen. The Lord allowed that to happen. And we're thankful. We're thankful. We're thankful. I tell you, people of God, if you didn't receive anything today, listen, listen. If God is moving upon you and you know that you have heard those, I don't know who this for. I don't know who I'm talking to today. If he have moved upon you and you know God have given you some instruction and God said do this and do that, let me tell you, don't let nobody deter you. Don't let nobody block what God has already in store for you. Amen. If you know unequivocally that it is the voice of God that is leading and guiding and directing you, I tell you today, I beseech you, brother, to do what God said to. And if God is in it, it'll be a success. Because there's no failure in God. There's no failure in God. There's failure in men. But there's no failure in God. God will do just what he said he would do. And God will work out every situation. I tell you, as I leave you with this, there's nothing that God has spoken in my spirit to do. And I did it, and it was not a success. Because there's no failure in God. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord make it rich. And come on, what else is it? And it added no sorrow. There's no sorrow when you do what God said to. Ha! Glory to God. So I bless the Lord today. I bless them. I bless them. I bless them. I'm still in grieving mode, but I have a hope. And that hope is in Christ Jesus. And I know one thing, that my mother's living was not in vain. And neither is our preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not in vain. Hold on, people of God. He's not through with us yet. Glory to God. He is not through with us yet. Glory to God. Chance. Hey, you don't know about shock. Glory to God. I love you, Lord,
Amen.
Today. Jesus,
Amen.
You've been good.
Amen.
Glory to God. You've been good.
Amen.
We're going to open up the lines. We see about six or seven callers. I pray that this message have touched your heart today. And if it's something that you're still lacking, seek God. Seek him. He'll give you wisdom, he'll give you knowledge, he'll give you understanding, and in the midst of it, he'll give you peace in everything that he revealed to you for your life.
Amen, amen. We thank God Almighty for that wonderful word of God. Amen, servanthood. Amen. We thank God for that wonderful word. And now we're going to go ahead on down the lines. Amen. I don't know who Pastor Bernard wants to start with. Amen. So we're going to wait and see who she wants to start with. Pastor Bernard.
You can open up. Yes, sir. You can open the line. I don't know who's there who's on the line.
Amen. Amen.
I think that's Daryl on the line. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. I am on the line. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the word. Thank you. Oh, it was such a blessing to get the message that to be on the line. I had 7 minutes. I was just in that shower, and I bet you I was out before you got on the line. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you for the word, Pastor Bernard. Yes. Thank you, thank you. You say you're wondering who that word was for? You know it was for your one and only. I get it, okay, oh, Lord, because the God gave me an assignment to do almost 2 years ago. And it's not that I didn't go to do it. It's just all the distractions. And I made up in my mind, no more distractions. No distractions are allowed. I am on a journey. And I know once I complete this journey, my children will be set free. I know my children will be set free. This is part of it. This is part of my obedience to God. And God said that when I obey him, and do what he wants me to do, that's when he opened up the windows of heaven and poured me down a blessing. Oh, but I thank God for the word, Lord. It just touched my heart to hear that my Charity went on to be with the Lord. But I know she's in a better place. Thank you, Jesus. We lift up the family to you. But thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. But I thank you for the word. But if you know, Pastor, you was the first one to start calling me Minister Darylin. Then I was no minister. But guess what? Am I walking in it now? And I'm telling you, for the moment I've been walking in it, the enemy has been on attack. But guess what? He has knocked me down. But like I told him, you know what? As long as my father been way down to pick me up, I'm back on track. So guess what? Lord. He used what you love most. He used your children. Okay?
Yes.
Use your children. My daughter have a spirit that's upon her. And I tell you, once I finish this journey, I tell you, I will be able to tell you my children are home. My daughter has been set free. Oh, baby, guess what? I don't know who he came with, but he must not know who my daddy is. Oh, but I thank God that you're back on. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, I bless this line, Lord God. I thank God for this line. This has truly been a blessing to my soul. Oh, thank God for everyone. Pastor, bless you. You know what I told you. You started with this prayer line, but you know I told you, I still feel it in my spirit. You're going to need an outdoor situation. Because no building is big enough to hold what God's going to have you to do. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God. I bless you today, Jesus. I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
You know, Darylin. Darylin was about the second woman of God in this city, other than Pastor Gloria. Well, of course, I met Mother Blakestamp before Pastor Gloria, that embraced me in this city, and I tell you, she came and was a support. Every event, even some of the little personal, my birthday and different things that I would do here in the city, I could always look to her being there for support. And I tell you, she is an intercessor. She's a woman that is on fire for God. Amen. And I tell you, God always confirms his word. He'll establish his word. Amen. Always. It may not be in that season, but it's coming. Amen. You say write the vision and make it plain. In the end, it will speak. It won't lie. The vision will speak. And I'm just so happy that you are walking in your calling. And when you walk in the calling that God has given you, it's going to be some opposition. That's when you know. You're going to be tried in the fire. That's when you know. That's when you really know that God is in it. Because if God wasn't in it, it'd be a cakewalk. Anytime you have made a commitment to the Lord and you have decided to follow Christ Jesus, Amen. It's coming with some opposition. Put your war clothes on because you're in a war. I love you, Darylis.
I love you too, Pastor.
I'll see you tonight, the Lord's will.
Yes, ma'am. Sure will.
All right. Love you. I see another dear friend of mine, woman of God, that I tell you has just been such a blessing to me. God has given her a spirit of love, a spirit of love. And I tell you, she's been a blessing in my life. This is none other than Sister Robin Knox. She's a godmother, an aunt, a mentor, a friend to myself, and also, well, she's not my godmother. She's Prophet Chad's godmother. And I tell her, he drives her sometimes. But, you know, it has to be the love that allow her to continue on as she does. And I just pray that, I know God has some special blessings for this woman of God. She's also one that have embraced me here in this city. I tell you, when I needed a little breather, I would go over to Sister Knox and be there. Well, I couldn't get too much peace because she lives directly across the street from Chad, so he would come and bother me, and she would get him and say, "Leave Adrian alone, leave Pastor alone," that's what she would say. And so sometimes I say, well, maybe I need to hide my car around the block where he wouldn't even know I'm there. But I just thank God for Robin. She's been such a blessing. Amen. Thank God for you, Robin. Your line is open if you'd like to have any words of encouragement or anything you'd like to add to today's message, you're welcome to do so.
Pastor Adrian, I just want to thank God for the word today. It is my prayer that the Lord continues to elevate you in the spirit and gives you the desires of your heart. And I pray that you continue to minister the word of God in truth and in love. It is my prayer that your light will forever shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. And I pray that Chad continues to be steadfast in the ministry and continue to be faithful in his works, that God may continue to bless his life and anoint him each and every day. I love you all. Continue on being a blessing to God's people. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I was surprised to see you, Robin. I know you've been working hard, but it's a blessing. And just to see you on the line, it has encouraged and uplifted my spirit today. So I thank God for you. Amen, amen. I see another caller. This number looks familiar. I'm not sure if who it is. Minister Chaz, do you know who this is? Eric, the last four of your number, 1271. Your line is open. This is a 504 area code. Caller? Area code 504.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, how are you today?
Oh, my goodness, just Danielle. you didn't really shock me with this. What number that is?
Well, this is my work number. This is my work number.
Oh, you're on your work number. God bless you, sister.
Yeah,
this
I couldn't. I don't know. For some reason, I couldn't get on my other number. I didn't even know the last four numbers of my number. So you,
wow.
I said maybe she's talking to me. Well, anyway, I just wanted to say thank you. You know, for inviting me again today. And you know, sometimes we have to make time for things that are important. And whenever it's something pertains to God, that should always be our number one priority. So I want to make sure that I was there to just support my sister today. And one thing that I want everybody to know about my sister, even though we have our shortcomings, one thing I can tell you about my sister, she is a prayer. When I tell you she pray, she pray. She don't be fake praying. She's been praying since I know her. I've known her. So for years and years and years, no matter whatever shortcomings she have, I can say she know the Lord. My mom would always talk about it. She'd say, girl, this girl got all kind of robes. She go up in there, and she always ain't got no money, but she got all these robes. And my mom is a critic. She'll be hard on you. But one thing she would say, she said, now I got to give her that. She could pray now. She could pray. She get on my nerve, but she could pray now. I said, she could pray, ma? She said, oh, yeah, she could pray. So I just want to just thank you again for just loving me in spite of my shortcomings and always being supportive of me. And sometimes I know I'll be trying to do my own thing and live my life, but I want you to know that you are very dear to me. And I'll never forget that you have walked this walk with me and have been a part of my story, and you will continue to be a part of my journey. And I love you. And just keep doing what you're doing, whatever makes you happy. And I know, you know, I know how prayer makes you happy. So I just want to thank everybody for joining in, the people that came and support her. And I'm glad that she called me, and I was glad that I was able to get through. I don't know why I couldn't get through on my other line, but I love you, and I'm proud of you, and just keep doing what you're doing.
Wow, you know,
I could tell you, Danielle called in on the show one time while she was in prison. Baby, I tell you, God will give you favor. God has given this girl favor. She did 23 years in that federal prison, but God gave her favor in that prison. And when I think about Danielle, I think about Joseph. I think about how his brothers threw him in that dungeon. Amen. And one brother said, no, let's not do that, because he's going to die here. We don't want to kill him. Let's sell him to the I can't even think of the name of the folks. Amen. But they sold them to the Amalekites. Amen. I believe it was the Amalekites. I can't think right now. But anyway, you all know they sold Joseph. But you know what? Joseph was not sad. His disposition didn't change, because guess what? Joseph had anointing on his life, and the favor of God was with Joseph, even in the prison. And I tell you, when God got ready to bring Joseph out of that prison, amen, he made him the governor of over all of Egypt. Amen. God made him governor. So God can give you favor in the prison. And as I was thinking about Danielle, I thought about yesterday, I was thinking about Danielle, and I thought about how she would travel from New Orleans to Slidell with those two little kids. And the life that she was in, anybody could have followed her. Anybody could have shot her in the head and killed her and her two children. But God had something special for this girl. And I tell you, those 23 years, I decree and I declare today that everything, Danielle, that the enemy thought he had stolen, God is going to restore. And I tell you, I bless the Lord for the saints of God and the people that came on this line for the past 5 years, and all the people that God have blessed me to meet. Is not a person that did not know about my sister's story. I thank God for our prophet Michael Lewis, amen, that advocated for my sister. I thank God for Daryl, and I thank God for prophet sister Robin Knox, and all of the people that have visited and have listened to this broadcast for almost 5 years. They prayed for this girl. And I tell you, the favor of God is on her life. And she don't have all the funds and all the things that she desires, but God gonna give it to her. Amen. And this time when he give it to her, amen, she's going to know how to be a blessing to other folks, and she'll be able to decipher, and she'll, oh, glory to God, it'll be just like one of those greater, amen, that great cheese. That's the way God is going to allow you to great folks out of your life, amen. And those that don't mean you any good, guess what, they're going to fall by the wayside. And I decree and declare that today, that that's what God is going to do in your life, Danielle. Glory, I remember that people got in on this line that did not have a good intention, and their spirit was not, amen, to praise and worship God and deliver a just word. But God removed them. And I pray today that anybody that need any home to my sister, that God is going to remove them out of her life. And everything that you desire, amen, every tear that you shed in that prison, and God say, hallelujah, I'm going to reward you, because I am a rewarder
to those that diligently seek me, and I know my sister has sought the Lord to be free. And sometimes I just sit back and I marvel because I remember my mother, and I remember saying that my mother was going to be alive to see that girl come out that prison, and God did it. Ah, so we give God the glory. We give him the praise. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to have Minister Darylin. She haven't met Minister Darylin. Minister Darylin is the one that I called on your phone and told her to say, "Wow, Magnolia."
That's hi, Darylin. How Robin? How y'all doing?
Hello,
I know who that is now. How you doing?
I bless you today, Jesus. I'm going to have Minister Darylin. We're going to be back on the line. We're back on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And you all be praying for me because I'm looking for direction from the Lord. We're going to be back on here. Amen. I'm going to try to make some connections between now and tomorrow and let somebody else expound upon this topic, servanthood. Amen. Having a servant's heart. So we're going to ask Minister Darylin. Anybody else have anything else to say, Chaz? Sister Robin and Danielle is on the line. I don't know how many people are. Anybody in the chat room today, Chaz?
No, ma'am.
Nobody in the chat room today.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. No further ado, Chaz. Nobody else have anything else to say, Robin? I'm going to let Darylin close us out with a word of prayer.
Amen. Well, I just want to say one other thing. Because, see, when I get to talking, I have to get my own block.
Go ahead.
Because I like to talk too. But anyway, I just want to say that she was saying, I was telling a friend of mine the other day, I said, I remember my sister. Well, a lot of times when I'm riding and I'm just really just sinking it all in that I'm actually free. And I think about a lot of things with my life and, things that God done brought me through. And I remember every Christmas, my sister would be like, "Oh, Lord," every time we get ready to leave at the end of the visit, she always said, "Well, this boo last Christmas." And I'm like, "Oh, Lord, here she go again." This went on for 10 years, 15 years, 16 years, 17 years, 18 years, 19 years, and so on. But she was consistent in her prayer. And this Christmas, thank you, Jesus, I was not there to be there. But I had to believe and keep believing because she kept telling me every year. She said, "Girl, this your last Christmas. Y'all mama be home next Christmas." And I guess my church said, "This lady must be crazy." She said the same thing every year. But she believed, and she kept on praying. And, yes, I did get to see my mom. And sometimes I get my, spirit about it or in my emotions about it because I feel like she's just gone now. Like I done been through all this and now – she vanished, like she just gone. Sometimes I like to stay busy or moving around because when I'm moving around, I don't have time to think about nothing negative. I'm too busy doing what I'm doing to even, let my thoughts just drip off. I have to stay focused on what I'm doing. But I'm saying that the power of prayer is effective and it works. So, I don't like to say too much about myself because people say, "Oh, you downplay stuff. I'm not downplaying because I know. But sometimes it's even hard for me to grasp, even at this point, that I'm actually free. Sometimes if I'm with my workers, I just get out the car and get to walk, and they be riding. They be like, "Get back in the car." I said, "No, I'm going to walk on down this way." Because I'm just taking it all in. Just taking it all in and just thanking God for everything that I have. And, sometimes, like I say, I be calling myself being busy or trying to stay busy, but I don't want to ever not want my sister to think that I'm too busy for her because she's never forgot about me. All them years I was thinking about yesterday, she asked me, she wanted me to go to church, and I'm always complaining. I said, "Now she want me to be down here." And she didn't say come. She said meet me because, she kind of demanded. I'm still a little scared of her because I respect her like that. So she said, "Be there. Well, I'll be at the church at 11 o'clock. DJ, is you coming?" "Well, I'm going to be expecting you at 11, boo." I said, "Oh, Lord." And I said, "Now she ain't even asked me. She just going to tell me." But I'm just saying that to say, she really sacrificed a lot for me. And I just thank God for her, and I love her. And, I just want to know stuff. When I can't be there, it's not because I don't want to be there, because I've never forget about the times that you was always there for me, and I love you, and that's all.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Oh,
Jesus. That's the truth. The Bible said, call those things that's not
Darren. So I don't say, oh, I hope you're able to come. I just say, I'll see you there. Or meet me there.
Yes, you do.
And hey, if you can't come, then you can respond back and say, oh, well, I'm not able to come. But when I say meet me there, and then I had prepared all this food for them, and I say, oh, not like my mama. Some days on some Sundays, they had second line, Darryl and Robin,
yes,
and they wouldn't show up for the eat. And I tell my mom, I said, now, you see, you done cooked all this food, ain't nobody came to me. She said, okay, well, it ain't going to waste. They'll come get something tomorrow. I said, but you done cooked all this food. And she would really be a little sad when they didn't come on Sunday. But she wanted somebody to come eat that food. So that's
my
so
God,
true.
My God.
So
thank
anyway,
you, well,
Darryl.
Before we go into prayer, I want to say this to Danielle. Danielle, it's not that your mother disappeared, because one thing I know for sure, she is present with the Lord, but I promise you, everywhere you turn, everywhere you go, baby, she is with you. She is with you. Never, ever forget. She is with you. Her spirit lives on. Okay?
Lives on.
I know this woman loves her children. She loves her community. She is with you. When y'all, they were talking about giving her a surprise party, and she said, I ain't going to be there. I said, well, Mom, I'm going to be there. You're going to be there? She said, yeah. Okay? So guess what? Don't worry about it, baby. She just asked from here. But guess what? She is not going, baby. Because guess what? We all know where she is. And I promise you, if you stay still long enough, you'll feel her.
Right.
You'll feel her.
Right.
Amen.
Now, I feel when I walk through the house, and sometimes when I'm looking at myself, I say, Lord, I look just like that woman did. Oh, my God, look at my mama right there looking right at me, because I look like her sometimes. And sometimes when I'm making all these expressions, I catch myself. I say, Lord, if that ain't Barbara right there, I just turn my head.
All right. That's right. Well, Lord, well, Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, Lord God, just to tell you thank you. Thank you for this prayer line, Lord God.
Thank
Father
you,
God, this prayer line has touched so many souls, Lord God. Father, so many, and still so many to come, Father God. Oh, Lord, I come right now lifting you up, Father God. Lifting you up, Father God, for this is your plan, Lord God. We may not understand it, Lord God, but, Lord, we do want to be obedient to your word, Lord God. Oh, Lord, I thank you for Pastor Bernard, Lord God. Oh, a woman after your own heart, Lord God. I ask you to bless her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for her family, Lord God. Each and every one of them, Lord God. Lord, keep a hedge of protection around them, Lord God. Thank you for every person that's on this line right now, Lord God. Thank you for them right now, Lord God. Have your way in their lives today. Lord God, you told us to lean not to our own understanding. But trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord, Lord God. Oh, Father God, if anything that's upon us, Lord God, that is not pleasing to you, Father God, we ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you remove it, Lord. Take it back to the pit of hell, Lord God. This man is facing you have no power, no authority here. We don't belong to you. We know who our Father is. We know who speaks to us. We know who gives us direction. We know who order our steps. We know our Father's voice. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. We thank you for the congregation for tonight, Lord God. Bless those men of God, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. Let them all, somebody come and ask, what must I do to be saved, Lord God? Thank you, Lord God, for my journey that I will complete. Not, no more distractions, Lord God. No more distractions. I now understand when distractions come upon you, that's because the enemy do not want you to receive what God has for you. But I stand boldly on the throne of God, boldly on his throne, because
thank
I cannot do this by myself. I thank you, Lord God. Thank you for every person on this line. Bless them, Lord God, with miracle signs and wonder. In Jesus Christ's mighty, powerful name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. I see my cousin Aaron from Michigan on the line, just tuned in, and Pastor Gloria. We'd like to invite you to our miracle service and shut-ins she's having on Friday. So if you're available, please come. Miracle service. If you need a miracle, God will be there. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to open up the lines. We were just about to dismiss. See that? God always has somebody. Amen. Aaron, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Everybody, how y'all doing?
Fine. How you
everybody
doing?
Everybody is fine.
We're good. What not? Because the evildoers, they soon should be cut off like grass. That's what God put it in my spirit front now, because the evildoers, they should be cut off like grass. I was on here, I got on here about a good 3 minutes ago, and it cut off. And I said, the devil is a liar. I had to get it back.
All right.
And I said, the devil is a liar, and the truth ain't any. But I was going to tell you, cousin Age, when I got in touch with my nephew Ryan today, and he might going to get on your line sometime Thursday. If you got it Thursday and all that, so I was letting them know about the line. He said, okay, but yeah, God is doing some great things right now. And we just got to wait patient for it to come to pass. He can open some powerful doors right now. So pray for our works of dead, trusting in God. I just thank him. I missed a little bit of it. I was your friend and all that, but man, I forgot because I had so much I had to do today. So. But
okay.
I just thank God that I made a little bit on here, just a little bit, and he let me get back
all
on.
Right.
And,
well,
but that's what he told me front now, because
he's
a dude.
Yes,
he's
the Aaron Singleton.
Yep.
All
so, you know,
right. Well, God bless you, Aaron. We love you. We'll see you on tomorrow. We'll be on tomorrow and Thursday.
Okay. That'll work.
All right. That's my cousin. He's going to come on and support me now. Y'all know him. Everybody that's on this line that heard, amen. He's a powerful man of God. God bless you, Aaron. Pastor Gloria, are you able to say anything?
Good evening, woman of God. God bless you.
God bless
you. Time mixed up. I'm still on Charlotte time. I said, let me call in. And here I'm calling in an hour later.
That's okay.
God,
that's all right, Pastor Glory.
Being on, I thank God for it. The Lord allowing you to relaunch. It is needed, Pastor. It's needed.
That's right. That's right.
Needed. So I bless God for you. Good evening to the people of God. I thank God for you, Pastor.
Amen, amen, amen. If you all want to, I tell you, you know, I believe in shut-in. That's where I hail from, shut-ins. We were shut in not one day, not 6 hours, not 12 hours, but 3 day shut-ins. That's what we would do. And I tell you, some people would come in, those that didn't have to go to work, they would stay that whole 3 days. So you know they didn't have no Hershey bar, nothing in the purse. I mean, this was 3 day shut, nothing but fasting and shut-in. That's it. No, I mean, no food, no water, no mint, nothing. That's what you call a solemn fast. That wasn't these Daniel fasts. And to just shut in the house of the Lord, I tell you, God meet people at their needs when you make sacrifices like that. So Pastor Gloria is hosting a miracle service on Friday, and the location is 4501 Dalman Road. If you want to be blessed, come and shut in. The service is going to start at 7 o'clock p.m., miracle service. So if you got it, if you're looking for a miracle and you need one, be there. And then she'll be shutting in from 10 p.m. that night till about 3 a.m. that morning. So that's about 5 hours of nothing but prayer. Nothing but prayer, amen, and calling on God. So if you have some things that you are petitioning God for, I dare you to show up for that shut-in. Show up, and God is going to meet you at your point of need. And I just believe that you can dedicate and set aside special time to just pray, and God don't meet your need because he knows what your need is. Amen. So we certainly invite you to come out and be a blessing in that miracle and shut-in service. Pastor Gloria lives in North Carolina. Amen. And her husband was here for family reunion, a baby shower, and all of the things that God has laid on her heart to do, and also the convocation. Invite you all to come out to the Holy Convocation with the Family of Churches Fellowship International with none other than Presiding Prelate Bishop R.C. Blake and the New Home Ministries right there on Robert C. Blake Senior Drive, which is formerly known as Carondelet Street. Service will be nightly at 7 o'clock p.m., and I don't know the schedule for the morning services, but you can go on their website and see the order of services. So we thank God for you. We'll be back on the line. We're not going to stay long because I plan to be in the convocation this week to be a support and just be there to fellowship with our sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. So we thank you. We thank you, Minister Chaz, for helping us out today. He's out of school. So I thank God for that. He was a big help to me last week and also this week. So stay tuned. We'll send you out a flyer and let you know who will be speaking on tomorrow, if not me.
Amen.
So God bless you. We love you with the love of God. Thank you, Danielle, for calling in. God bless you, Minister Darylin, Sister Knott,
yes.
Minister Aaron. God bless you. Looking forward to his pastor coming on and being with me, being with us. He's not with his bishop any longer. His father is at another ministry, and God has elevated him. He's the honor boy to that pastor that he's sitting up under now. So I just pray God's blessings upon you, Aaron. So God bless you. We love you with the love of God. We're going to close out with Pastor Sam Blake saying God wants to hear from you.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires from you. Let Him hear from you. Oh, let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but you're waiting on a blessing from you. Through sickness or pain, remember God, He still reigns. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands and praise Him. Tap the rings in your